W252DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More infrastructure funding from the bipartisan law passed last year. President Biden in New York City announcing money to repair the Hudson River tunnels, linking New York City with New Jersey, along with funds to upgrade Amtrak rails.
That's this project and others like it across the country are all about, making investments in America's cities and towns, in America's heartlands, in the rural areas as well. It's about making things here in America again.
President says the tunnel project will create 72,000 jobs. Winter storms are creating new troubles for residents from Texas to the Midwest. Ice and snow are leading to power outages and flight cancellations and delays. More than 1,400 flights have been grounded today. Embattled Congressman George Santos is recusing himself from two of his committee posts. He's facing several probes, including an investigation into his campaign finances. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called it the appropriate thing to do. This is ABC News. A new large-scale study looking at the risk of dementia for those over 60 shows many diet and lifestyle decisions could impact someone's chances of developing memory loss or Alzheimer's disease. ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton tells us what lifestyle choices made the biggest impact on participants.
Alcohol was a big one, and the people who did the best in this study never consumed alcohol. Diet was actually the biggest factor, and again, healthy diet, lots of vegetables, and low saturated fat. Cognitive activity, which would be something like reading or playing cards, and then social contact, even chatting online, meeting with friends. People who engaged in those behaviors did really, really well as we age.
San Francisco officials are asking state authorities to slow down the rollout of driverless taxis. During tests in the city, some users reported robo-taxis stopping for no apparent reason. Results of the test could determine how quickly other cities move ahead with driverless cabs. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, what a day. It has been really cold here in Portland. Of course, 3 days ago, we had massive amounts of rain, which are now whacking the center part of the country as freezing sleet and hail and all kinds of wild weather in northern Texas and across the central plains. Amazing. Anyhow, welcome to the Tuesday edition of our program today. Want a side of liver cancer with your French fries? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Also, how worried should we be if the debt ceiling isn't lifted? Excuse me. Are the Republicans actually planning to crash the American economy? In the second hour of our program, Dave McCullough, a gay Republican, is going to drop by. We're going to talk about Ron DeSantis' war on gay people or on the whole queer community. Also, in the second hour, does the anti-abortion movement begin? Did it begin as a cynical ploy to defend racial segregation in schools? This is a fascinating story. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. And a crazy alert. She named her cafe Woke, and then all hell broke loose in the conservative world. It's another amazing story. This one has a happy ending. I'll tell you about that. In our third hour, Zelensky SOS on Putin mobilizing more troops, geeky science, Republicans have a death wish, and the latest crusade to place religion over the rest of civil society. A lot going on in the news today. And a lot to talk about. Our number, by the way, 202-808-9925. But to start out, my rant today, my daily take, as it were, over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Want a Side of Liver Cancer with Those Fries? And here's the story. The findings of a 2022 analysis of food packaging, basically the wrappers that your burgers and fries come in, you know, or that your carryout food from the restaurant, that kind of thing, performed by Consumer Reports. They were looking for chemicals called PFASs, PFASs, in those packaging products, came up with some pretty amazing results. There's a link to the actual study itself in my article. They found, some of these restaurants claim that they have changed these since then, but Arby's paper bag for cookies, the Burger King paper bag for cookies, the Cava fiber trail for kids' meals, the Chick-fil-A wrapper for sandwich wrap, McDonald's paper bag for French fries, Nathan's paper bag for sides, Sweet Greens paper bag for focaccia, Taco Bell's bag for chips, all contained organic fluorine, which is an indicator of PFAS. Again, these companies are rapidly changing, you know, what they're using, apparently in response to Consumer Reports. But PFAS, this is an acronym for perfluoral alkyl and polyfluoral alkyl substances. There's a family of over 12,000 chemicals that were discovered in 1938 by a 27-year-old chemist by the name of Roy Plunkett. And what he did was he bonded carbon molecules or carbon atoms with fluorine atoms to produce these 6 and 8 chain carbon, perfluoroalkyl substances, these PFASs. These substances hit Americans' consciousness in a big way in basically the late 1950s, early 1960s, when 3M rolled out their nonstick product called Teflon, and which is, you know, made with PFASs. And since then, now they're used to treat furniture, particularly leather furniture. They're used to treat clothing to make them water resistant and stain resistant. Yeah, odds are your, you know, winter coat has been treated with PFAS. Paper and cardboard to make hot drink cups, food containers, burger wrappers, and waterproof cosmetics. So, you know, at first we thought that, hey, these things never break down, right? They're indestructible. They seem to be inert. You can't break them down with heat. You can't break them down with normal chemistry. When bacteria are exposed to them, they can't metabolize them. So they don't get broken down in landfills and things. They last forever. And they thought this is a good thing. They're indestructible. So they've made firefighting foam with PFASs on the assumption that if firefighters got coated with this stuff, it didn't make any difference. Now we know that, this wasn't such a good idea. In 2015, scientists found PFAS exposure lowers the immune response. In 2016, they found that they alter hormones that may have an impact on both pregnancy and male sperm. In 2017, they discovered that the chemicals could provoke childhood obesity and disrupt human hormones. In 2018, they found PFAS chemicals alter human metabolism so drastically that they're implicated in both childhood and adult obesity. And in 2020, researchers found, quote, associations between exposure to specific PFASs and a variety of health effects, including altered immune and thyroid function, liver disease, lipid and insulin dysregulation, kidney disease, adverse reproductive and developmental outcomes, and cancer. Now, DuPont has known since 1961 that these chemicals could produce at least some of these downsides, shall we say, which led to this massive 2017 lawsuit that cost DuPont $670 million. I don't know if you saw the movie Dark Waters. Mark Ruffalo was in it. In fact, when that movie came out, we talked about it here on the air. Did we ever get Mark on the air about that? We did, yeah, that's what I thought. Mark Ruffalo is a good guy. And if you haven't seen that movie, Dark Waters, you can watch it for free on YouTube. And it's also on Amazon Prime and Hulu and Showtime. And then this two-year study from 2016 to 2018 found PFAS in 99% of the residents of New Jersey they examined. It's in the air we breathe. It's been found in polar bears. And they estimate that the water and municipal water supplies, water wells, used by over 200 million Americans are now contaminated with these chemicals. Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, Denmark, and Norway have all announced that they're going to ban PFASs. But here in the United States, the big chemical companies that make them have been playing, you know, kind of a cat and mouse game with regulators for years. Because the Supreme Court said that corporations are persons and they have the First Amendment right of free speech and money is the same thing as free speech, these companies that make these PFAS chemicals and use them have been pouring money into the campaigns of Republicans and wining and dining these guys. So, you know, Democrats have been trying to regulate PFASs. I'm not sure how you say the acronym, but Democrats have been trying to regulate them. Republicans have been blocking all of those efforts. So finally, in 2020, 3 years ago, the Democrats got into the Defense Authorization Bill, which is the must-pass legislation, right? If you don't pass this every 2 years, the Army ceases to exist. It's in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, or Section 7, as I recall. And so they put this in, that any company that discharges over 100 pounds of PFASs into the environment every year has to report every single suggesting that raising the debt limit, well, first of all,
A Progressive Voice.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More infrastructure funding from the bipartisan law passed last year. President Biden in New York City announcing money to repair the Hudson River tunnels, linking New York City with New Jersey, along with funds to upgrade Amtrak rails.
That's this project and others like it across the country are all about, making investments in America's cities and towns, in America's heartlands, in the rural areas as well. It's about making things here in America again.
President says the tunnel project will create 72,000 jobs. Winter storms are creating new troubles for residents from Texas to the Midwest. Ice and snow are leading to power outages and flight cancellations and delays. More than 1,400 flights have been grounded today. Embattled Congressman George Santos is recusing himself from two of his committee posts. He's facing several probes, including an investigation into his campaign finances. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called it the appropriate thing to do. This is ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote out those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We'll love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.